Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness, well, the top three.
Top three
on the VFN torch. Well, number one, we love sharing these, is Don't Talk About It, Be About It. This was an awesome, awesome segment where, you know, it was shared that basically during Paul's time that although Paul preached, there were so many that were interested in philosophizing and talking basically about
philosophizing.
Was there
a tournament for that?
Philosophizing. Come on.
Okay, I got it. I know. It's right. You're right. I'm just
all right. You know, sure.
I understand. I know.
Well, they couldn't wait. Y'all couldn't wait.
Right. He was just egging me on. He was just egging me on. I wouldn't, you know.
All right, he was egging you on. Stop being an I'll tell you, it's bad.
That's my instigator.
Well, they were philosophizing, talking about it, but they weren't interested in doing with anything that they heard. And, you know, many today are talking about everything that's happening in the news media. They're talking about every situation. And a lot of believers are just listening and talking and talking and talking. But it's time to actually do and act with everything that the Lord has been sharing with us, especially if you've been listening to VFN radio. You've been hearing amazing truth, and you've been hearing prophetic warnings, and you've been hearing what God has been sharing, but it's not until we actually take time to abide, it's not time till we take time to listen to God's voice and take everything in that the Lord is sharing with us and take action that we're actually doing something. So we need to not talk about it, but we need to be all about it. So that's so encouraging, and I'm so glad that that's being listed. Also, too, the second one coming up is Redigging the Wells. I know that this weekend, Redigging the Wells, September 15th, but there was an amazing interview between Greg and Paul Davidson of Overflow Ministries. And basically, you know, it was very encouraging that Paul invited you to come up. I mean, it was very significant. And it was interesting in this interview, you'll hear that he invited you because of what happened at United Prayer event that occurred in the city, which was really awesome. I mean, I was there. I remember my wife and I listening to this segment again. And as we were listening to this segment, we looked back and said, oh, my goodness, one of our children that was 12 was actually – he was strapped in a baby thing, in a baby holder at that time. But everything happens full circle. Nothing's ever forgotten before God. And God saw that, Paul saw that, and knew that this day was going to be in mind. But what happened was that, you know, Greg, you were led to repent on behalf of the nation for the racial profiling that's been taking place.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And it was just amazing because it was very significant. It was with Pastor Willie Williams, an African-American minister in the city. And just the presence of God just came in. I mean, we actually have video of this on the torch. You can see this. And you can see just where there's a total shifting in the atmosphere. And really, it was just, I mean, people were just crying out. It was very, very significant.
Remember that the very same day, and you can hear about it, what you're talking about there, is that Dr. King's son was on the mall the very same day, you know, coming against racial profiling in our nation. I had no idea. When I left there, I'm listening to the news, like, oh, my God, I'm pulling away from the Civic Center, you know, we all packed in there to do that. And I was thinking, God, this is what's so cool about God. And it should terrify you if you're a person that's not just. But if you're a person that has experienced injustice, that it's been unjust for you, that God cares about that.
That's right.
And he's so just. I thought, you're so beautiful, God, that you are. It may take a little time. But he will balance the scale. And I believe that time is mercy for us to go, you know, that if we were unjust to somebody, that we can make things right with them.
Sure.
And we can go to the cross and make things right with God so that that doesn't happen. But he will balance his scales.
That's so true. Just hang on and wait for God. Don't take justice in your own hands. God has a way.
Yeah.
Believe me, God has a way of making things right. So that event's going to be taking place September 15th. I know that you're excited about going, and we're looking forward.
Yes, this is Saturday. So if you want to meet us out there, we're going to be there Saturday, marching from 6th Avenue Baptist Church, where the bombing took place. Because as soon as Dr. King gave his I Have a Dream speech on the Washington Mall when everybody's hopes were up. Mm. You know, the enemy came in immediately through the KKK and all that and brought a bomb in the 6th Avenue Baptist Church and killed these little girls that was in Sunday school and blew the church up. And everything just, at that day, they declared that the whales of justice have been corked.
Stopped up, right?
Yeah, and they said the word corked at that point, and it kind of spread through the entire nation at that point. Well, we're going to go this weekend asking God to uncork, unplug the wells of justice. We're going to march. Dude, we're going to march
that
straight
is awesome.
From 6th Avenue Baptist Church to, we're going to meet in Legion Field. We're not meeting there, but you can go to Redigging the Wells or go to VFN Torch. You see all the details on the VFN Torch there. And I'm just, it's just cool. Hopefully we're going to be able to bring you some video and all what's taking place there. And the prayer goes all the way to midnight.
Oh, wow.
All the way to midnight. So we'll be there bright eyed and bushy tailed at 4 a.m., you know, going, Pat, wake up. We gotta
make sure you bring Pat some coffee. And you know, he likes that foo-foo. So pack a little bag. You know, he likes
that. He likes,
like, you know,
foo-foo, referring to his creams and his coffee.
Yeah, I'll
and
say
all
something
that.
For you, John.
And, he likes warm water. So if anybody has any warm water and those who want to meet us out there, you know, come to Birmingham.
Yes.
And, go to VFN Torch and find out the details on it or Redigging the Wells. But if you can't find it, Redigging the Wells, just go to VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and type in Redigging the Wells and all the details are there and it can, or lead you to there. And, I'm just excited about being a part of it.
That's so awesome. Actually, perfect transition to our third highlight, which is we need heroes. And that's really what we're talking about. We need heroes. Heroes are not made in this segment. We find out that they just happen. And today there's such a lack today of heroes. And we revere all the heroes in the past because they actually saw something, an injustice, something that was happening, and they were willing to stand in the gap. They were willing to do something, lest they do nothing, right? They were willing to stand up and just be a hero. And so heroes are men and women who see danger, injustice, and they make a personal choice to get in harm's way, or they do what they have to do basically to rescue those that are being trapped. And so it's a tremendous challenge for us to stop looking for heroes and to be a hero. And I just want you guys to know, and I want to be a fan radio, you and Pat are my heroes.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
I mean that. From the bottom of my heart.
Oh, wow.
I'm touched.
You should be. You're my hero.
Pause and think. Oh, my goodness. And a hero is this, doing what you got to do at the time you have to do it.
That's right.
To make sure that we do what God's called us to do. That could be rescuing a house is on fire. You see it at the time. You didn't think you were going to go into a burning house, but all of a sudden you saw there was a little child in that house, and you became instantly the situation demanded of you what was in you that you didn't know about. And because you responded to it, you became a hero. You got to hear that segment. Listen,
you got to hear it.
Everybody's talking about where is this leader at? And it's like, the leader's you.
That's right.
The leader's you. Somebody, you know, where's the Billy Grahams? You are the Billy Grahams.
Yeah.
You know, where are these political leaders who love God and country? You know, that's you. I mean,
that's right.
It's you. Mm-hmm. And in some point, you're going to have to raise up, or somebody, the vacuum will be filled by those who are not heroes, who love God.
That's right.
Wow, that's good, man. I'm honored.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.